School records fall all over the state, and we continue to celebrate accomplishments in the 50th year of Title IX. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. We are into the third week of action for our boys' soccer teams, and believe it or not, the postseason starts in 7 weeks. Tournament play will be very similar to the past couple of years, with one change. The Michigan Power Rating, or MPR, will once again be used to seed the top two teams in each district. Now, those two teams are also eligible to host first and second round games. That wasn't necessarily the case in past years based on the draw. District semifinals and finals will still all be played at one location. The MPR takes wins, losses, and ties into account, but also opponents' winning percentage and opponents' winning percentage, a calculation that encourages teams to play other good teams. As in past years, district assignments are already known and posted to the MHSAA website. The bracket will be released on October 2nd, with the postseason starting October 12th. The MHSAA finals for the four divisions will be November 5th at both Comstock Park and Novi High Schools. Game balls this week go to Walled Lake Western's Darius Taylor. The senior running back ran for 345 yards and 6 touchdowns in a 47-26 win over South Lyon. The 345 yards is a new school record, and the 6 touchdowns tied a school record. Midland Dow tennis player Austin King. King won 6 matches at number 1 singles in a 3-day span, dropping only one set. That helped Dow knock off 4 ranked teams, tie another, and finish 5-0-1 in the 2 quads they played. And to Onsted's Emery Ross. She set a school and course record while finishing first at the girls' cross-country Keener invite in Addison. That performance helped lead Onsted to a girls' team title at the invite as well.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
There's a new rule in football this year that provides the offense more time to draw up a play and prepare matchups when the defense commits a foul. In the past, if the defense committed a foul, the play clock would be set to 25 seconds, potentially changing the approach by the offense entirely. Under the change, when the defense or receiving team commits a foul, the play clock will start at 40 seconds, giving the offense an extra 15 seconds to prepare their scheme for the next play. For all other administrative stoppages, including fouls against the offense or kicking team, the play clock will be set to 25 seconds when play resumes.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to MHSAA.com now to register. On June 23, 1972, Title IX was signed into law. In the 50 years since, millions of girls have participated in an MHSAA-sponsored sport, and that number continues to grow every year. We've celebrated their numerous contributions and achievements in a variety of ways the past year, and will continue to do so leading up to the 25th annual Women in Sports Leadership Conference in October. Today, we highlight Gracie Olson. In her swimming career at Fenton, Olson captured 6 individual state titles, winning at least one title all 4 years of high school. She has the second fastest 200-yard individual medley time in state history, and is now a part of the swim team at Indiana University.
I've made like all my best friends. I've become more confident. I've learned how to be a leader, learned how to work with others, and there's so much more that just the sport has taught me, which, and without swimming, like, I'm not sure that I would have financially been able to attend a major university like Indiana.
For more information on the WISL conference or for previous Title IX at 50 spotlights, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.